Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bob Talbot. Batting second. The first baseman, Dee Fondi. Batting third. The left fielder, Ralph Kiner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Randy Jackson. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Gene Baker. Batting eighth. The catcher, L. Tapp. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bubba Church. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bubba Church. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bobby Adams. Batting second. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting third. The center fielder, Gus Bell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ted Kluszewski. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jim Greengrass. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Wally Post. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ed Bailey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Howie Judson. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Howie Judson. And now, play ball. Bob Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner hits a fly ball into left field. Greengrass settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams takes first base on ball four. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan bunts towards the mound. Church fields it and throws to first for the out. Adams moves to second. One out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Adams moves to third. Two outs. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski takes first base on ball four. Jim Greengrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greengrass strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sauer moves to third. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan misplays the ball. That's an error on McMillan. Sauer scores. Banks moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Cubs. L. Tapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Banks. The throw from Bailey and he is out, Adams applying the tag. Baker moves to second. Two outs. L. Tapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tapp takes first base on ball four. Bubba Church is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Church hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a fly ball into center field. Talbot settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post strikes out. Two outs. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first, with Church covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot is 0 for 1 in the game. Talbot hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. D. Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0 for 1 in the game. Fondi hits a pop-up towards third. Adams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0 for 1 in the game. Kiner hits a pop-up towards third. Adams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Howie Judson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judson hits a fly ball into center field. Talbot settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Adams takes first base on ball 4. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 0 in the game. McMillan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kiner throws the ball into Jackson, who relays the ball to Baker, who tags McMillan trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Adams moves to third. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sauer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 1 in the game. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. L. Tapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tapp is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Tapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kluszewski hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Cubs. Jim Greengrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greengrass is 0 for 1 in the game. Greengrass hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 1 in the game. Temple hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0 for 1 in the game. Post hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Cubs. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bailey takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Harmon pinch hits for Howie Judson. Chuck Harmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harmon hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Nuxhall now pitching. Bubba Church is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Church is 0 for 1 in the game. Church hits a fly ball into left field. Greengrass settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot is 0 for 2 in the game. Talbot hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0 for 2 in the game. Fondi hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0 for 2 in the game. Kiner hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-2, Cubs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Adams takes first base on ball 4. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Adams. The throw from Tap and he is safe. Adams steals second. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McMillan hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a pop-up towards third. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fondi scoops it up and throws to first, with Church covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Jackson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Banks hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jackson moves to third. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 2 in the game. Baker hits a fly ball towards right. Post catches it and throws to Adams, who throws to second to double up Banks. Jackson scores. Two outs. It's 6-2, Cubs. L. Tapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tapp is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Tapp hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Jim Greengrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greengrass is 0-for-2 in the game. Greengrass hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-2 in the game. Temple hits a fly ball into center field. Talbot settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Post hits a pop-up towards third. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Bailey hits a pop-up towards third. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Reds 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bubba Church is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Church is 0-for-2 in the game. Church hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Talbot hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0-for-3 in the game. Fondi hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Kiner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bell. Kiner reaches second base with a double. Bell throws the ball into Adams, who tags Kiner trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Fondi goes all the way around to score. It's 7-2. Cubs. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Lipon pinch hits for Joe Nuxhall. Johnny Lipon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lipon hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-0 in the game. With three walks, Adams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Adams. The throw from Tapp and he is safe. Adams steals second. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McMillan takes first base on ball 4. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-3 in the game. Bell hits a pop-up towards first. Fondi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kluszewski hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Reds 2. The Cubs will come to bat. George Zwivorink now pitching. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Sauer hits a fly ball into left field. Greengrass settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Jackson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. Banks hits a line drive to center field. That will be extra bases. Bell chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards McMillan. McMillan fumbles the ball. That's a triple and an error on McMillan. Jackson goes all the way around to score. Banks moves all the way to home. It's 9-2, Cubs. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-3 in the game. Baker hits a fly ball into left field. Greengrass settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. L. Tapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tapp is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Tapp hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Jim Greengrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greengrass is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Greengrass hits a fly ball into right field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-3 in the game. Temple hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Post hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Reds 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bubba Church is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Church is 0-for-3 in the game. Church hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Talbot hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Fondi hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Kiner hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Frank Baumholtz now playing left field. Don Robertson now playing right field. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bailey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lloyd Merriman pinch hits for George Zivarink. Lloyd Merriman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merriman hits a line drive towards first. Fondi catches it and steps on first to double up Bailey. Two outs. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and three walks. Adams is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 9, and Cincinnati Reds, 2. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.